Welcome to Breakthrough, the podcast that helps you to get unstuck, move forward, move on, and finally break through to that next level that you have been looking for. I'm Mickey Ruthman, transformational breakthrough coach, speaker, and author, and your host right here on the Breakthrough podcast. So get ready to break the barriers and break the limitations, and let's dive right on into this week's episode of Breakthrough. Hello there, beautiful souls, and a very warm welcome back to the Breakthrough podcast. So for this week's episode, I decided to share one of the live training videos that I did with one of my Facebook groups with all of you, because it is something that I found, firstly, a lot of people are very confused about. Secondly, many of us, almost all of us, are very passionate about it. And thirdly, it is something that I think a lot of us have really sort of overcomplicated in many, many ways. We've overcomplicated something that is actually really so simple. And that is how to manifest the stuff that we want into our lives. So whether you call it manifestation, whether you call it law of attraction, you know, if we get real about it, you know, law of attraction and manifestation was never something that I ever felt I wanted to talk about or teach on. But if I get real about it, you know, it's something we all want. We all have desires. We all have stuff that we hope for and wish for and dream about and pray for that we really, really want to show up in our reality and manifest in our lives. But there's so much information out there that can be so confusing. And because of that, I think it's kind of cluttered the whole subject quite a lot. So that is why I decided to share these quick and easy steps to help you to manifest the things that you do want into your life a lot easier with a lot less confusion, right? Because I think that because of all the information that's out there, we're kind of missing a whole bunch of sort of the, you know, the essence of why we're able to attract to ourselves what we want and why we're actually sabotaging that in a way without even knowing it. So if that is you, if you've been struggling to manifest the stuff you want into your life, or you're confused with all of the clutter and the information that's out there about the law of attraction and manifestation, then do stay put, because this episode is definitely for you. So without further ado, guys, here we go. Enjoy this week's episode of Breakthrough. Okay, guys, so tonight's session is going to be short and sweet for two reasons. The first being that this is something that so many people struggle with. I see this daily, and I really want to declutter this for you and simplify this for you tonight so you can begin to see results. And I know that the human mind can only have an attention span of so long, so I really want to get this message through as quickly as possible. And secondly, guys, because this has been so overcomplicated by us as people, and it really isn't that complicated. It's meant to be really easy and really simple. We've just overcomplicated it. So that's why we're keeping it short and sweet for tonight's session. So what I'm going to be chatting about tonight, guys, is if there is something in your life that you have been praying for, you've been hoping for it, you've been meditating on it, you have been doing everything you know to do, but that thing is just not changing, or it's not showing up in your life, or that situation is not turning around, then please watch the rest of this video. Don't leave, and grab a pen and a piece of paper, because I'm going to give you some very easy to implement action steps to begin to change that and to see results as soon as a day later or in this next week. Right. Believe me, it is possible. I've tested this. So guys, here's the thing. I want you for a second to just be brutally honest with yourself. You don't have to answer me or anyone else. This is between you and you right now. But I want you to ask yourself the question and be honest with yourself. Have you, regarding that thing that you've been praying about, that you want to manifest in your life, or that you want to change, that situation you want to change, have you been more focused on the absence of that thing showing up yet, or being here yet, or happening yet? Okay. Have you most of the time been focused on that in your thoughts, in the way you speak, in the actions that you take, all right, in the way you feel about it, all of that stuff? And if your answer to that was a yes, guys, you are like most people, and you are like, I still do this up to this day, but like I was for many, many years. My prayer time literally was spent asking God a million things. I want this. Please help me with that. Please, let's do this. Let's go there. Let's achieve that. So it was all focused on the absence of certain things, okay? And here's the thing, guys, is whatever we are focused on is what we're putting energy behind. And what we put energy behind is what we put momentum behind and what we create. So if you have been more focused on the absence of the thing you want, in other words, the money not being in your account yet that you want, or the life partner you've been asking for not showing up yet, not being here yet, or the clients that you've been praying for not having come in yet, the success of the business not happening yet, in other words, the absence of the thing you've asked for, if that's what you've been focusing on, that is what you keep recreating, all right? That's why it's not changing, because what you focus on is what you're putting momentum behind and creating. So your next question might then be, okay, but Mickey, how the heck do I then, what must I do? Like, how do I then ask for the stuff I want if I'm not supposed to focus on the fact that it's not here yet? And that is what I want to give you guys tonight. And here's the thing, guys, you want to write this down. And, you know, a lot of my clients hate when I say this, but I really mean this with all the love in my heart. But how has what you've been doing up to now worked for you? Has the stuff you've been praying about and asking for showed up yet? Yes or no? If it hasn't, what have you got to lose by trying this and changing it for just 1 week? Absolutely zero, right? And if you're going to tell me you don't have time for this, I'm just going to tell you what I usually tell my clients. How badly do you want it? How badly do you want this thing to change? So find a way to implement this. Guys, it's really easy. It's step by step. It is literally just a couple of steps that you can do throughout the day. And you're going to start beginning to see results and this thing flipping around within as short as a day or within the next week. So it's really worth giving it a try. I've proven this to myself. It does work, but we've complicated this way too much. I'm going to declutter it for you right here, right now. So if you didn't grab a pen and a piece of paper, do that right now, because I'm going to jump into the action steps now. And here's the thing, guys, is if you wanted to lose weight, you know that watching 100 YouTube videos about fitness is not going to help you change your body, right? You've got to take action. You've got to integrate and implement. And that's what these steps are about. It's not enough for you to consume this information and consume this video. You have to take action to integrate and implement to see results. So the very first thing I want you to do tonight already, guys, is to make a list for yourself of the stuff in your life right now that is already working. In other words, the stuff you are already satisfied with. Okay, so what's working for you already? Do you like your home? Do you feel safe where you live? Do you have people in your life that you love? Do you get to do what you love every single day? Do you have food? What is there for you right now in your life that you can already be grateful for that's already working for you? Okay, abundance of whatever right now. Okay, so make a list of that stuff. The second thing I want you to do, guys, is every single hour on your phone right now, go sit tonight and set an hourly reminder that literally mine just says, every hour it goes off and it says, where is my mind? You can word it however you want to, but all I want you to do is at least throughout your day, every hour when that notification goes off, and if you're in a meeting, that's fine, just do it as quickly as you can afterwards, okay? But once every hour, when that reminder goes off, what I want you to do is assess in that moment, ask yourself, how do I feel? Okay. And if what you're feeling is anxiety, stress, fear, disbelief, worry, anything negative, that is a sure sign that either consciously or subconsciously, you have been focusing on the lack of the thing you want, the absence of it, and not on what you already have or the abundance that you're already living in. Okay, so focus on what you're busy thinking in that moment and how you're feeling. And if you aren't feeling good feelings in that moment or thinking thoughts of abundance instead of the absence of the thing you want, then in that moment, choose a better thought Okay, and a better feeling. And what that looks like, guys, what I do when I find myself in that space is I go do something that makes me feel joy, peace, happiness, whatever it is I want to feel, just a higher vibration. And the way I do it is I go play with my dogs because that always shifts my vibe to something higher. So whether you think of someone you love, phone someone you love, dance to a song, whatever you need to do, but shift your energy and focus on a thought that feels better. Okay, focus on something that you like or love or have already or can be grateful for in that moment. So that's step number one. Step number two, guys, is every single day at the end of your day, I want you to go sit down, reflect on your day that you've had, okay, and really assess for yourself which end of the scale you were at most of the time throughout the day. In other words, when I was speaking, the actions I took, the thoughts I thought, the feelings I felt, was I more on the side of the scale of gratitude, happiness, joy, peace, okay, for the stuff I already have and that's already working? Or was I spending more time on the latter end of that, focusing on speaking about, acting from, etc., etc., it not being here yet? So just assess yourself so you can become consciously aware of how often you are on which end of the scale, and then you can track every day how that increases or changes as well. And here's step three, guys, is I want you, that list you made that is now showing you what is the stuff in your life that you're already grateful for, that's already working for you, that you can already look at and know that, wow, look how awesome my life is, okay? You're gonna take that list and every day choose just one in the evenings before you go to bed and dive deeper into that. In other words, instead of doing this whole list of I'm grateful for my car and my house and my this and my that, choose one. In other words, something like, I am grateful for my car, and then go into the reasons why you are grateful for that thing. In other words, I'm grateful for my car because it has aircon, it has power steering, gets me from point A to B, it is safe to drive, it has ABS brakes, whatever list you want to make, but choose one thing a day and dive deeper into gratitude for that thing. So guys, that is how easy and how simple it is, okay? And I want to hear back from you how this has worked for you. And if you want me to hold you accountable for this week, go and comment below right now and tell me, yes, I'm in, and go and implement this week and see the results that you see. Okay, and it really, guys, I know that we are hardwired to believe that it's got to be difficult. It has to be hard. Anything we want, we have to work for. It's got to be a struggle and a suffer. Good things don't come easy. All that stuff that we've been programmed to believe has pushed us to living a life today of really believing that the stuff we want, that we dream about, the life we desire to have, has to be a struggle and it has to be hard and it has to be difficult. It cannot be that easy. But guys, it really is. That's the thing. And as I said earlier on, how has it worked for you thus far, believing that it has to be difficult and it has to be a struggle? Okay, just try this once. 1 week is all I ask, because you're gonna see the results and I wanna hear your results. Please, guys, share it with me. Because when I tested this and really got this for the first time, okay, when I really just realized that, oh my gosh, what's going on? This is when I tested it and I could see the results. So I don't know, for those of you who wanna know, in the Bible, by the way, it does say that he who already has a lot will receive more, and to him who has a little, even less will be given, which I thought, by the way, was very unfair when I read it the first time. But what God had led me to understand about that passage was that he was speaking about gratitude, guys. He was literally saying to us, okay, so if you will spend time in prayer, okay, focusing on what you're already grateful for, all right, putting momentum behind gratitude, the stuff you already have, the stuff that's already working for you, you will have even more to be grateful for, right? But if you're spending your time in prayer and your thoughts and your actions and your feelings and your everything and putting momentum behind what you don't have, okay, you're going to have even less to be grateful for. So if you want to make it biblical, guys, that's how he explained it to me as that passage in the Bible as well. So as I said, try this, don't try it. I do hope you try it, guys, because I've seen the results of this. I've seen it work, and it really is that easy. But just try it for 1 week. 1 week is all I ask. Commit to 1 week. And in your prayer time, guys, make sure that just for this week, when you pray, you're focusing on saying thank you and gratitude for, and the stuff that you already have, that's already in your reality, that's already working out for you. Focus on that stuff instead of focusing on asking for that which you want for yourself or for others, but focus on the stuff that's already working in your life and in theirs, just for 1 week, and see the results. Guys, I look forward to hearing your awesome aha moments that you've had. If you want to share your aha moments with me in the comments below, I'd really appreciate that as well. If you had a big fat aha moment just now while watching this, I'd love to hear it. But go try this. I'm looking forward to your feedback, guys. Right, guys, so I really hope that you enjoyed those very simple, very easy steps, and that you were able to see how we, without even knowing, sabotage the very thing that we're trying to attract into our lives. And as I said, I would love to hear some of your aha moments that you had. And once you've implemented this and you've done these steps for the next 7 days at least, I'd love to hear some of your testimonials of what happened and how that stuff began to flip around. Because here's what you can kind of expect when you do that is, never mind that you're actually going to feel a lot better in the process. You're going to enjoy the unfolding of your manifestation or the thing that you're trying to attract into your life. But you're also going to realize that more synchronicity starts showing up, more opportunities. There's more flow for that thing to come into your life at the right time, in the right way, when you are not energetically sabotaging it by actually focusing on its absence in your life, right? The absence of the things we do want, because we tend to very easily just focus on the stuff that we don't have, right? And these steps are really, really going to help you to flip that around, to have a different experience all together. So I'd love to hear some of your aha moments, your feedback, your testimonials when you implement these steps with that thing that you are wanting to or trying to attract and manifest into your reality. So please do go and tag me in a post on Facebook, Instagram, anywhere on social media. I've left the handles for you in the show notes as well. I'd love to hear back from you guys. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, please do share it with some of your friends or somebody else who needs to hear this. That is really why I do this podcast, is to help and serve and reach as many people as I possibly can through it. So please do share it with someone who you feel really needs to hear this or would enjoy this. And if you don't mind, please give me some feedback. Leave me a quick review or some feedback right here on this podcast. Let me know what you thought. So guys, that is it for this week's episode of Breakthrough. I really enjoyed this. Hope you guys enjoyed it too. And as always, I'm just playing out with a song that is something that I either really enjoy or that has special meaning to me. And I hope that you're going to enjoy it right along with me. And I'll see you right back here, right same place, same time, right here on Breakthrough again next week. Stinging
over wine.